here it is live. Say What You Will Radio Studios in Mesa, Arizona. It's the Pops and Low Radio Show with your host, the purveyors of odd news, Pops and Low.
All right, it is Friday night. It is time for the Pops and Low Radio Show. We're live every Friday night at this time, whatever time that might be.
We've been hitting 7 pretty consistently when we are on, you know, so
well, it all depends on where you live.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, for us it's 7, so it doesn't matter for anybody else.
That's right. 7 p.m. Pacific time. We've got Stephanie. Can I speak today?
We'll see.
Stephanie Lindley is in the room. She's from Nashville. She says hello from Nashville. Hello, Stephanie. I hope you're doing well. We got a couple other people in the room, but they're staying anonymous.
Anonymous.
Shared Nashville. That's awesome. She shared it around. So thank you so much for that, Stephanie. Well, we've got, it's Katie Nussbaum in the room as well. She says happy Friday. Happy Friday as well, Katie.
Surprised it wasn't Friday. That's been the consistent one.
Yay. That's right. Well, we've got typical. We've got our odd news today. We're not going to be doing any. Melissa is here. Melissa Sanders from South Carolina.
Welcome.
You know, I'm still wanted in South Carolina, actually, Melissa. True. I was involved in a traffic violation. Let's just put it that way.
Or two.
On the way home from Myrtle Beach.
Technically, it was one.
It was one. That's right.
Because we convoyed, right?
Yeah, we were Yeah. And
unintentionally.
Unintentionally. That's right. So, let's just.
No, tell the story.
Well, let's just say that.
No, just tell the story.
Well, all right. So we're leaving, right? Yep. The beach. We're at. Yeah, we were there. This was years and years ago.
In the Myrtle Beach of the middle of the Carolinas.
We were there and we left. And I was following a local, what appeared to be a local. And Melissa's my childhood friend. Very cool. Very nice. And so I was following a local. We were doing about 20 over the speed limit.
But, I mean, maybe you're admitting this now, but at the time you said you didn't know that.
Well, everybody knows that. But anyway.
Everyone knows that? Okay, now let's be clear about something. On the East Coast, there is a lot higher speed limit interstates and freeways. Like, what is it? The 8 going down through the Carolinas is like 80.
I don't know.
But so like there is that. But I don't remember where we were when you actually got pulled over. Obviously, we were in South Carolina.
We were in South Carolina and we weren't too far from the border. I think we were not too far from Georgia and we were hauling. We were on our way to Florida.
Right. Because we were headed down. Right.
Yeah. And so I said, well, you know, I'm going to follow this local guy because he obviously knows the road. And if someone's going to get pulled over, it's going to be the guy in the front.
Right.
So here we come cresting up over a hill. Right. And there's police blocking the road. Just pushing us both off. So my theory about the guy in the front getting pulled over was a failure. And so there we get pulled over. Yeah. You remember that?
Yeah.
And we both got pulled over. And it happened to be that both of our last names were the same. So I did not know the guy. I had no idea, but it's Smith. I mean, come on.
The
odds are pretty good that our last name is the same. But so anyway, the guy that was ahead of us, he had a warrant for his arrest and the cop kept asking me how I knew him. Remember
right. That? Cause he thought we were affiliated. That's right.
Yeah. He thought we were affiliated, but we were not affiliated.
It was just pure circumstance.
Just pure circumstance.
Happenstance.
And then, it says, what happens in South Carolina stays in South Carolina. Yeah. Right.
Michael Scott.
So anyway, he kept asking me, the cop kept saying, how do you know him? I said, seriously, I don't know him. He finally says, well, listen, he's going to get arrested because he's got an outstanding warrant. I said, I'm
great.
Too bad for him.
Sucks.
Sucks for him. I got to get back to Arizona.
Yeah. What do you want me to tell you? He's trying to see if you feel bad.
So long story short, he wrote me a speeding ticket for about, it was about $350.
I'm going to say a big smackaroo.
It was a big smack. And
we bailed out of there.
We bailed out. I never paid it.
Nah. And that was 2008.
It was a while ago.
Something like that. Yeah. 2009, something like that.
So I cannot drive in South Carolina because I'm sure next time if I was to get pulled over, they would probably take me off to jail. Lake Murray, best place in South Carolina to be. Okay.
Good to know.
Yeah, write that down. We've got a note. Lake Murray, South Carolina. LAWD, that's an expensive ticket. Yeah.
20 long. Over. And think about this. He was going 20 over. The minute you're over 20, okay, if you were at 21 over,
right,
he could have boop booked you right then.
Yeah, but thank God there's no like reciprocity between South Carolina and Arizona. So
they're like, ah, that's too far.
Yeah, so they can't come after me. And it is what it is. So, you know, what are you going to do?
Hey.
Anyway, so there is that's that story from South Carolina, all because of Melissa Sanders being in the room from South Carolina.
Right.
And she is a childhood friend of Stephanie Lindley.
Quick sidebar to that. Since
it was in Nashville, by the way.
In Nashville. Since we have a little bit of room today, we got a little extra time.
That's right.
What's the highest speeding ticket you've ever gotten?
Like speed-wise?
Yes. What's the highest you've ever been clocked at?
87.
87? Well, do you remember, Pop, my first speeding ticket?
I don't remember.
I'm shocked.
I blocked that type of stuff.
Right, right. I was on the way back to school. I was going back to New Mexico, which is a six-hour drive to Las Cruces at New Mexico State.
Right.
I'm an hour away from campus, and it is butt crack early, you know, in the morning, and I just want to make it. I'm just trying to go to sleep. And a state trooper pulled me over at 93.
Oh, my goodness. Don't tell me that.
Clock me at 93.
I don't know this type of stuff.
Hauling. And it was not intentional. I was just so tired at that point.
Well, sure.
But you're not
paying attention. You know
93?
I mean? That's pretty quick.
Sheesh.
You're lucky they didn't, really nab you for
that. No, that's what I'm saying. Once you're 20 over the speed limit, now it was 75 there. That's the only thing that saved me.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha.
But once you're over 20, if you go to that 21, you're criminally speeding and they can take you at any point.
Well, yeah. So they hit me over the head for sure in South Carolina, but they never got a dime from me.
My ticket was cheaper, $250.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Hey, you know what?
Well, you know, the cost of living is less in New Mexico, I suppose. Well, I got some horrific news here. Horrific news. This is the first, what do we got here? 43 years old as of last week and never had a speeding ticket. No way.
Only had one ticket for no seat belts.
Stephanie, I got to tell you, that's impressive.
It is. You were on quite a streak for a long time, though.
Yeah.
You've never, like, yourself had an accident.
I have never had an accident.
That's good stuff, man.
Never. Now, someone's hit me.
No, right. But you yourself have
never caused an accident. Never caused an accident. People get stopped in South Carolina all the time, over and over. Yeah, same here in Arizona.
Yeah, repeatedly.
Yeah, if you're not getting pulled over at least, every 12 months, maybe?
Yeah, that's the thing is they have so many quotas out here for their cops. Mm. Their budget is so strict, so they have to have quotas. And, man, that DOT out here is fierce.
Melissa's calling out Stephanie. She says, you're a goody two-shoes.
Stephanie, get in your car right now. I'm just kidding.
That's pretty good. Well, hey, real quick, before we get started, I do want to thank Andrew Jones for that awesome introduction to the Pops and Low radio show. And man, I'm telling you what, he does the best voiceover work. I love the guy. We are simulcast on goodtalkradio.com. And I believe the Pops and Low radio show is on Mondays at 3 p.m. I think Eastern Standard Time. So we are simulcast on Good Talk Radio. And I just want to give a shout out to some of our sponsors. We've got the Espinoza Group. Listen, let me tell you something. Buying a house is not an easy thing to do, especially in today's market.
Today's market.
There's a chance that you could end up being forced to pay 25% over asking price. And that's insane. What you need, where you need to start, is a good real estate agent,
right?
And there's no better real estate agent here in Arizona than Sherry Espinoza. You can check her out at azhomesbysherry.com, azhomesbysherry.com. She's part of the Espinoza Group. Check her out. And whether you want to buy, sell, or invest, she's the one to go to. So All right. Katie says, let's see.
Oh, dude, you got to read Katie and Kyle's comments.
Okay. Let's see here. Kyle says, when I was in Germany, I got a traffic camera ticket on the Autobahn coming into a speed zone at 210 mile an hour.
No, kilometer per hour.
Oh, kilometer.
So do the math.
I was going to say, what's he in, like a Ferrari?
Well, dude, he's on the Autobahn, though. He can still be flying.
Yeah, of course.
What is that? Do the math for us, Kyle. You know we're all American here. Okay, about
60% of that.
We're ignorant.
Yeah, so.
Katie said, I got pulled over when I lived in Arizona, and the cop said, oh, you have the same name as my wife, and it's your lucky day. She was good to me last night, and he sent me on my way.
Oh, my goodness.
God.
Wow, what a perv.
Wow.
See, they would never say that to me, you know?
Kyle was going 130.
Oh, my word, Kyle.
What were you driving?
Hey, Lori Anderson's not on the on the show, I hope. Bow chicka wow wow,
oh, man.
Stephanie says. Same name. Yeah, and she also said, you know better than that, I just know not how to get caught. See, that's the smart thing, Stephanie. It's not because let's face it, everybody breaks the law when it comes to driving.
I was letting you clarify
that. Yeah, when it comes to driving, because the golden rule is if it's convenient, it's probably illegal when it comes to driving. So there you go. So a little word to the wise. Well,
that is true.
Our first headline, Los Angeles man sues LAPD after, ouch. It's even hard for me to read this. Los Angeles man sues LAPD after his testicle exploded when shot with a rubber bullet during a protest.
Oh,
jeez.
Oh, my Lord. And aren't they taught with those rubber bullets, like especially at like protests and stuff, if they do wind up shooting, aren't they taught to shoot them at the ground first?
I have no idea.
Maybe I misheard that, but I've heard that there's been times where they recommend shooting them at the ground, and so they take some of that impact off.
Maybe.
That's incredible. I mean, that's pain doesn't even...
Yeah, less than lethal round, but ouch. Kyle says, Volkswagen Golf TDI.
What a six.
I'm assuming that's the TDI has the turbo.
Yeah.
Because
that's the diesel.
Oh, is it? It's a diesel turbo? Stephanie says, lost 50% chance of having children.
That's funny.
It's not funny to me at all.
Oh, man.
A protester from Los Angeles has filed a lawsuit after his testicle exploded due to being hit by a rubber bullet. Ben Montemayor, his name is, was among several protesting against police brutality over the killing of George Floyd in Hollywood last June when a Los Angeles police officer shot him with a rubber bullet. Montemayor claims that he held the sign calling for the LAPD to be defunded. There were calls for dismissal, which he couldn't hear, although he stood unarmed and did not resist to arrest. As the police advanced, they shot him intentionally in the groin, causing one of his testicles to explode. Ouch.
Look, you know,
can we talk about something else for a minute?
Because the God, like, and look, that's just that's a dick move. But like, if you're going to shoot somewhere with the intention of it not being like obviously in the head.
Yeah.
Right. Because you don't want to knock him out. Like those things are they're coming at the same speed as a bullet. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's literally.
No, it's coming
like,
quick.
Yeah. So like, you know. In the foot, maybe a knee, but well, in the groin.
Let me tell you something. When you're shooting rubber bullets or you're shooting the beanbags, they're not horribly accurate. You know, you're shooting for the chest. No one intentionally shoots into the groin, and to hit a testicle.
Look, okay, if you're those cops at that protest and you've been there for 6 hours and you're just done, right?
Right.
One of those guys looks at you and says something and you don't like it. You don't know.
Stephanie, Melissa's leaving. She's going fishing in the morning.
Oh. Have fun. We encourage that.
I think we ought to just end the show and go fishing tomorrow.
I mean, we could go fishing right now.
We ought to go fishing right now. Bye, Melissa. Love you. Oh, that's very nice.
I was like, whoa. Wow.
Leave some and like, yeah. All right. Have fun. Well, Melissa, have fun. And I hope she's gone already. So.
Yeah, okay, bye.
She'll never know I wished her to have fun.
Well, Now hope you catch minimal.
That's right. That's right. The incident has been further explained in the lawsuit, quote, as Mr. Montemayor stood there unarmed, not resisting arrest, posing no threat whatsoever to anyone around him, and having just been violently shoved, a third officer less than 10 feet away aimed his green 40-millimeter launcher at Mr. Montemayor and intentionally shot him in the groin with a high-speed plastic hard foam projectile.
Kyle said if it's a protester he shot, that's impressive accuracy as they don't have very large testes. Oh god. Man, I just like that pain couldn't.
Yeah. You know,
look, and that's something when, that I'm sorry, it ain't, there's no man what like it, it's nothing about gender, nothing, like unless you're born with that. You don't know that pain. And I'm not saying there's other pain out there that's not worse. Oh, there is. Yeah. Right? That's not what I'm saying. But like that pain, like you can start to feel it in your stomach as a man when you talk about it. Like,
well, I was playing third base back for Penn State, one of the branch campuses, the hot corner.
The hot corner.
And, you know, I mean, we were required to wear the required
cuppage.
And I caught a,
You caught.
I'm right. Playing even with the bag. So, you know, it's like, I think there was a runner on first. I'm playing even with the bag for double play, you know, and the ground ball comes screaming down, goes right over the mitt.
Ah,
right into the cup.
Ah,
right.
Didn't have your protector hand up, huh?
I mean, that's what it sounded like. You could hear it like a mile away.
Yeah. And then you hear right? it.
Boom. So at first I'm thinking in my brain, and this all happened over milliseconds. Right. Thank God I had my cup on.
But also, damn.
But I think it's still going to hurt.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I collapse. Right. I'm in agony. And I'm laying on my back in the dirt. And now,
on top of all this, you have an error in your stat column.
Thanks for bringing that up.
You know, hey, I mean.
Yeah. You just rub salt in the wound.
Look.
But I'm laying. And this is a true story. I'm laying in the dirt on my back in the most excruciating pain I had been in up until that point in my life. Right. So naturally, the security officer, he comes running over to me, right, to check him on if I'm okay. And he says, all right, young man, he says, I got to take a report. What's your name? And now my coach and my teammates are kneeling around me, right? You know, because
why? Like, okay, here's the thing. No. I'm not saying because you were hurt.
Yeah.
But like that type of injury, it's almost like an unspoken rule that everybody just kind of like minds their business for a couple minutes.
Well, I was
let you pain. Ride it out.
I mean,
no, for sure. But that's my thing. Is like
nobody knew. Do? Like when that cup came off, nobody knew what was gonna what the crime scene was gonna look like. So the cop, he leans over. I'll never forget this guy. He leans over to me and says, okay, young man, I need your name. We've called the ambulance. The ambulance is on its way. I need your name for the report. No, he could have asked anybody, but he's asking me.
Literally.
Right. You, he could have asked anybody there. And coach, so I said, my answer, my name's John Smith. His response, son, this is no time to make jokes. I need your name. True story.
And you turned and looked at him.
My
and
coach flipped came him over. The bird. My coach, he heard the whole situation. He says, get the hell out of here, you idiot. That's his name. Why would, you know, like they started barking at each other. I'm still.
And you're on the ground writhing in pain.
So there you go. So after he got shot, Montemayor's testicles swelled up and he rushed to the hospital for the emergency room. The doctor is afraid he might end up losing a testicle entirely, performed immediate surgery, piecing back together portions of his testicle, which had exploded. They keep saying it in this article. I mean, how many times do they got to say it?
Oh my Lord.
According to the lawsuit, Montemayor is still undergoing physical therapy and he was experiencing severe mental trauma due to the mental trauma. Yeah, well, I guess.
Well, imagine like the PTSD that guy has if he ever sees anything fly out of the corner of his eye.
Post-testicle stress syndrome.
Post-testicle stress disorder. Right. Yeah, post-testy separation disorder. There you go. Ouch. Right. Man.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Let's see. Montemayor hopes his lawsuit, which seeks unspecified monetary damages, will hold the LAPD accountable and protect future protesters from projectile, especially given that the LAPD policy states that officers should only use projectiles against protesters if they present a physical threat. So there you go.
Man.
You got to hate it when your testicle explodes. I mean, I don't imagine that happens very often.
No, like that's, oh my Lord.
Yeah. So, ouch. Let's see. Kyle says, if it's a protester. Yeah. Oh, we already read.
Yeah.
That. Oh, gotcha. Gotcha.
The sicky face.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. So, hey, did I show you this? This is my new boom. I mean,
boom,
boom.
Goes the dynamite.
Yeah. So, Logs is in the mail. So we're going to have a second boom sometime next week. So there you go. How about that? Boom. And it's all because of you guys are awesome. Everybody that supports this show.
And everyone who doesn't, you suck.
You make it possible. That's right. But you make it possible for us to upgrade and just, we want to continue to, you know, build up the show. You know what I'm saying? Moving on up, Katie says, yeah, that's exactly right. Stephanie says, I bet the protester was wearing skinny jeans.
Yeah, I know he wasn't wearing a cup.
No. Well, you know, Stephanie, I think you're right about that. You know, I mean, these protesters, you know, to each their own, whatever they want to do.
Look, if you got to go out, just maybe add that to the list of things that you have to wear from now on. Like, that's right. Because, man.
Ouch. Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
armor, yeah, you know.
That's right. I don't think the police are going to be held responsible for that, but we'll find out. I
mean, you know? Somebody needs to be, because, God.
Well, all they got to do is prove that someone threw like a, you know, a frozen water bottle at somebody or a rock or something like that. And, you know, the cops, there you go.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, more private area headlines.
Oh, good.
Second headline, two drunk lads suffer swollen penises after injecting Piles cream.
What?
For extra girth. Yeah. This is a British thing, but Piles, that is another name for a hemorrhoid cream. What's wrong?
What? What? What do you mean, what's wrong?
You got real quiet over there.
Yeah, that's what all. Am I supposed to say this? First off, why do you have hemorrhoids cream? Two.
Well, I mean, you know.
Right. Okay. So if you have hemorrhoids cream, why are you like, we should inject this? Three.
Well,
why are you injecting it there?
There's a reason. I'm glad you asked. The drunken pair were inspired by a bogus YouTube video that offered tips on how men can watch their penis grow. So you got to be careful with these YouTube channels. I mean, people are going to be putting anything on YouTube.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? Just because it's on the internet does not mean it's factual.
I mean, the stuff I've seen on the internet, okay, just in my lifetime since the internet's expanded.
Yeah.
I promise you, if I believed, it's like the old emails from the Egyptian king that needs your help, you know, with your charitable donation.
Whenever, yeah, that's right. Whenever, whenever there's a solution or there's like a home remedy for penis enlargement, you want to get a second. You know what I'm saying?
No, you don't want to get a second. You just let it be.
Well, I mean, you let it be.
There's no after that. There's no but.
You gotta verify. That's all I'm saying is maybe get a second opinion. Maybe you gotta verify. The
doctor's gonna tell you if it's not naturally what it is. Sorry. Like, I don't. There's no. Kyle said in some cultures, women use it on their lips to swell and fill their lips. Those videos are wild. Like the Botox and stuff. Gross. That's crazy. People used to do that with the cups where they would suction the cups. And
Expand. Yeah. Ugh. People are messed up. You know,
people are just bored.
But I guess there's guys out there that are just, you know, they're just not well endowed and they're looking for ways to.
She said, I don't think I advise any penis or part DIY enhancement.
Exactly right, Katie. That's what I'm saying.
Nothing you can get
if
over
it
the
sounds
counter.
Too good to be true. It probably is. Is that fair?
I mean, yeah, I mean, that's, you know,
you know, when I was a kid.
God, this shouldn't segue no, anything.
Well, no. When I was a kid, we were in the locker room and, you know, you naturally.
Where are we going?
It's after gym. You're getting showered up, you know. And so my buddy says to me, he says, geez, he goes, I got a home remedy for you. You know, I just happened to glance. He happened to glance down, noticed, you know, I could use some help in that area. So he said, you got to rub some butter on it every day.
For you got like about 10 seconds to wrap this one
you
up.
Gotta rub,
I'm not.
You got to rub butter on this true story.
Oh, God.
Right. So in about maybe a month or so, we kind of crossed paths again there in the gym, and it's like smaller. Right. And he says, dude, haven't you been rubbing butter on that thing? I said, well, we don't use butter, so I've been using Crisco. And he said, you idiot, that's shortening.
Yeah, I'm going to let you find the button. All right.
That's shortening.
Oh, man.
Well, in the one tutorial, the video advised the men in their 30s from France. It all makes sense now.
You know what I said last week about France.
That's right. That's Kyle's favorite country. In the 30s from France, to inject their penises with an anti-hematoma cream, which is more commonly used to treat piles. What is a pile?
Oh, man. I can tell you what's a pile.
I don't know what that means.
I
don't know what that
means. And, like, why? But like, why are they finding different creams that like work for nothing, even in the realm? They're like ear fungus cream.
Oh, and it even gets better. Rather than treating their own private parts, the two men agreed to experiment on each other.
No, nope. Yeah, throw it. No. Wow. Throw it like a hand grenade. Get it out of here.
Katie says, "I'm now leaving. Bye, guys. It's been a show."
Yeah, I don't blame you. This one's, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Doctors in Strasbourg.
He's going to keep reading it.
Well, I mean, it's the news, right? I mean, I don't write the news. I just read the news. Doctors in Strasbourg who treated the pair explained they experienced progressive painful swelling of the penis during the night and went to the hospital the following morning. Unsurprisingly, the friends told doctors they experienced pain when medics touched their penises. What's the medic touching their penis for? Anyway, maybe.
I mean,
Kyle's a medic.
Out of anybody.
Kyle, you
touching? Nope.
Medical experts concluded that they had probably blocked their lymph vessels in the penis, preventing normal filtering processes.
Said it only makes sense that it's Frenchman.
That's exactly right.
Kyle said, yep. God, he left the ellipsis after, too.
The rare experience led to photos of the men's painful members being published in a medical journal. They were given medication to treat the swelling, but so far have not returned for a follow-up consultation.
Look, they made a medical journal. Like, you guys are such dummies. This has never happened before. We're going to have to write this one down.
Ouch. Man. I didn't even want to get the rest of the article was the details. I don't think we need to get into the details.
You gave me more detail than I could have.
Yeah, I don't think we need to get into the details whatsoever.
Yeah, we're good.
Well, let me tell you about Greyfeather Farm. If I told you guys about Greyfeather Farm, if you guys need to know how to get to their website, go to saywhatyouwillradio.com and click on the sponsors page. And you're going to see a link right there to Greyfeather Farm. I have a couple samples. So these are ready for you, Katie and Kyle, when you come down to visit. I got a couple samples for you. This is the Greyfeather Farm Fresh Mint Ultra Hydrating Lip Balm. This is all natural lip balm. So it's not loaded full of garbage, like petroleum oil and all that other stuff that's, you know, gets dumped into the other brands of lip balm. So
all the other brands.
Yeah. So check them out. It's all natural skincare products. They've got balms, creams, things for your face, all kinds of stuff. So check them out. Go to saywhatyouwillradio.com, click on the sponsors page and you'll find them there. Also, I want to get this in too. If you guys have a dog, there's one thing that you got to get, and that's Ranger Rob poopy bags. Now you can get the nice leash. You know, you can get the nice little bandana. You can spend all the stuff. You can spend money on whatever you want on your dog. But a necessity to the dog ownership is Ranger Rob poopy bags, because your dogs are going to poop somewhere. And you've got to be a good citizen and pick it up. There's no easier way to pick it up. And guess what? These things smell like lemon and they're biodegradable. don't hesitate. Go to Amazon, get yourself some Ranger Rob pet poopy bags, and you'll get free shipping if you order through Amazon. There you go. And the link, of course, is in saywhatyouwillradio.com. So
/sponsors.
/sponsors. That's right.
She said, did they at least blur their faces and change their names of the French Medical Journal? No, but that's why they didn't show up to the follow-up.
I guarantee you one of them's name is Pierre. You just know it is.
Pierre.
Pierre.
Oh, man. The other one's probably named Peter.
Yeah. Yeah, his peer isn't working.
Peter.
Peter.
Yep.
Peter. Yes, that's right. Well, anyway, headline, Canada MP appears naked on Parliament Zoom. See, this is happening again. How many times?
We're full circle.
See, if everybody would watch the Pops and Low radio show, you would know.
Awareness.
I don't care if you're going to be in front of your computer. Listen, I don't care if you have a Zoom call. I don't care if you have anything planned. If you're in front of your computer, have clothes on. That's
yeah,
it.
Like you that's know it. That where solves the cameras all in the your
problems.
House are.
Solves
like,
all the problems.
Every camera that's in your house, you're fully aware of at this point, right? Like you know where your cell phone. You know, you don't just accidentally wind up on FaceTime while you're in the loo. Like you know where every camera in your household is.
That's right.
Keep clothes on around all of them.
That's it. That's all you got to do.
Real simple.
No, I mean, if you're home alone and you like to prance around naked and that's your thing, that's fine.
You don't need to. There's no
just
reason.
Just don't have your computer open.
Or be prepared to face the consequences.
There you go. So a Canadian lawmaker left red-cheeked after appearing stark naked on a House of Commons Zoom conference call has apologized to his colleagues. Well, I mean, it makes it all better as long as you apologize. William Amos, a Liberal MP, was caught covering his nether regions with a mobile phone. And in a state of nature between the flags of Quebec and Canada when his laptop camera turned on during a virtual session. Quote, I made a really unfortunate mistake today, and obviously I'm embarrassed by it, the 46-year-old tweeted late Wednesday after the incident in his office was made public. My camera was accidentally left on as I changed into work clothes after going for a jog. Yeah, right. See, he's making this up.
Look, first off, I don't believe anybody jogs like that anymore. Okay.
Well, somebody jogs.
No.
I mean, nobody. We jogs. See people jog. I mean,
liars. They're plants. I don't believe it. Donald, he said, hey, sorry I'm late. What's up, Don? Kyle said, from Canada, must have been an iPhone mini. Canadians are basically French people.
They might as well be.
Damn.
They might as well if he's from Quebec, too. Yeah.
Yeah, Quebec. See, if you guys are in the comments right now and you guys have watched the show Letterkenny, help me convince Pops that he needs to watch the show Letterkenny. It's
I got to get the Hulu.
Yeah, the Hulu.
Yeah, I don't have the Hulu, so you got to share your password.
Gotcha.
Done. Whoops. We'll put it here in the
right.
The comments.
We'll put it in the comments so everybody can access it.
Yeah, he says my camera was accidentally left on as I changed. Work clothes after going for a jog. I don't believe that for a second.
I don't
second.
Think people just jog recreationally.
I think they do.
I don't believe you. No one wakes up at like 4:30 in the morning and is like, I know what to do. I'm going to do this before the workday. And then I'm going to have a productive 12, 14-hour day.
Well, I mean, go home. I do see people jogging. I mean, I do see them.
Man.
You know, I mean, even when it's hot. Like an oven here. I mean, I see people jogging. So I wonder if Donald Malone jogs.
Hey, Jacob.
Jacob's in the room. How you doing? Hey, Jacob. This is completely, off.
Unrelated.
But, hey, our prayers are going out to your grandmother.
Yeah.
We wish her and all of your family the very best. I know it's a tough time for you, Jake. So,
yeah, guys, pray for Jacob, please.
That's right. I do it 5 days a week.
Kyle yeah, but says. You're mandated. It's mandatory. It's different.
Well, maybe this guy's mandated. Who knows? Anyway, the point is he went for a jog and decided to change right there in front of the Zoom camera. Yeah, he says, I sincerely apologize to my colleagues in the House. It was an honest mistake. Not only it was honest, I think you're still lying about it.
And this is back to the jogging theory, because this is my thing. You didn't go for a jog. You came home sweaty and nasty, and then decided, instead of getting in a shower and changing in the bathroom like a normal person,
that's right.
Let's stand in front of this specific camera, which usually is in a separate area of the house than your private bedroom.
That's right. Well, who knows where people are zooming nowadays, but you notice Jeffrey Toobin, he didn't use that excuse. He wasn't jogging because there's no proof that that man jogs.
There's that, no proof that anyone jogs. I don't believe you.
It was an honest mistake and it won't happen again. He says the Quebec MP did not address the virtual session, which was in the questioning period at the time, but he would have been in breach of the House of Commons guidebook if he had chosen to do so while in a state of undress. Under the section Rules of Ordem and Decorum, no dress code is required to sit in on a debate, but male speakers must be wearing contemporary business attire, such as jackets, shirts, and ties.
Oh, so all you had to do was throw on the blazer.
That's it. and a shirt and a tie.
Starch naked. No, they didn't say a shirt. If he had put on the blazer and put the tie over, he probably would have qualified.
Well, it says, contemporary attire such as jackets, shirts, and ties.
Ah, okay. There's an and.
Yeah,
okay.
There's an and there.
Gotcha.
His mishap was only shown on an internal House of Commons feed, leaving the Canadian public initially unaware that one of their representatives had turned up in a birthday suit.
Until the press snitched.
Oh, my goodness. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who leads Amos's Liberty Party, is yet to have commented.
Yeah, because what's there to say? Unfortunate.
Like, he's probably like, well, let me watch it. I need to watch it over and over and over again to decide. Because we know where Justin Trudeau. Well, anyway.
Well, whatever. You know.
I don't know what that means. So there you go. Wow. Crazy, crazy, crazy. So,
theme of the week, nudity.
Yeah, weirdness. I think we're getting past that finally, though. We're getting finally.
We'll see.
We're finally getting past that. You know, I told you about Sherry. She's the only realtor I trust. I wonder how she would deal with this next story.
A real estate story.
Headline, a house with a cemetery bar and coffin in the living room is up for sale.
A cemetery bar.
A cemetery bar. Absolutely.
Oh, yes, we have. Yes.
I don't have video, but I got some pictures.
That's cool.
Here we go. That's the living room right there. You got a coffin wedged in the corner, you know, where like a grandfather clock would normally go.
So is this like fully furnished or like,
yeah, I don't know.
Like if that's just how the realtor set up the house for like a viewing, like staging.
No.
This is like a, okay, this is how fully these people, furnished yeah, home.
This is how these people live. So there you go. So you got a coffin propped up in the corner, you know, because that makes sense. There's a truly horror-inspired home ready for you. So if you are searching for a personal property that comes with a coffin in the living room, mirrors and black gothic crosses around the bed, and an outdoor bar made with actual cemetery gates and headstones, don't search anymore because you found it.
Oh, what? I need to see the bar.
Yeah, this is a one-bedroom and one-bathroom residence on Townsend Avenue, Brooklyn Park in Baltimore. Is listed online for $225,000.
A one-bedroom, one-bathroom morgue, that's basically. Right.
Can you imagine that?
Marilyn Manson's bachelor pad. Casa, that's metal as F. That's metal as F. That is the most metal thing.
Yeah, Katie says, yeah, no, thank you. I agree with that, Katie. I'm not living there. Not at all.
It makes sense that a single person lived there by themselves. Now,
yeah, and of course the pictures have family. To be in black and white. But
do they accept dogs?
yeah, right. And this would be the bedroom right here.
Oh, explains why you're single.
You got those spider web gates around the
first off, your bedroom's there. An attic.
Yeah.
It's
you got the chandelier. It looks like it's right out of the Addams family's house. And then these gothic crosses and
ew.
Yeah, it looks like a church pew, doesn't it?
It does.
Here to the right there.
I don't like that.
I don't like that at all.
And the one red pillow.
Yeah, that's not even black and white. I thought that picture was black and white, but then it's just black and white.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. What are people into?
Dude, that's great.
Yeah, so there you go. A themed house for gothic and vampire lovers. A house that looks more like an amusement park inspired by the macabre version of Harry Potter. I hope I said that right. Than a real house to live in. But as they say, quote, the world is beautiful because it's made up of many different ways of thinking and the love for beauty is subjective.
I disagree that the world is beautiful because people think different ways because a lot of them are wrong.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
you got that right.
Pantera Cemetery Gates, my zombie apocalypse murder spree theme song.
Oh, Katie's got a great question. Is that new or used coffin?
Oh, touche. Jacob said the TV is place cool. We're going to need to go back and see that.
Oh, the TV. Yeah, it's above the bedroom. I didn't see that. Above the bed there. Yeah, look at that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's, yeah, those. Yeah, what are they watching?
I mean, man.
That is a weird, weird house.
Probably Jacob's favorite movie, The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, there you go.
See?
Yeah, is that a Christmas movie or a Halloween movie?
See, Jacob will argue it's a Christmas movie. We've had that conversation before.
Gotcha. Go ahead.
Do we have the outside picture too?
We do. We'll get to that in just a minute. For some, a painting of Michelangelo. For others, the latest model of an iPhone. And for others, a beautiful bat hanging from the ceiling. In the end, it does not matter what you like if you don't hurt anyone. Oh, is that right? You have the right to do whatever you want to do with your life. Boy, that's
very weird and out of context.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay. Here's the outside of the house. Yeah.
Oh, so that's the bar down there.
Yeah, that's
to the left right there. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
made out of cemetery stones.
That's kind of cool.
And then you got the spiderweb thing looking thing that looks like it's
almost like a pool house type thing, but
a garage, maybe. Maybe a garage.
Oh, yeah, like a separate detached garage.
And then the gates looks like something.
I'll be honest, I like the fire pit.
Yeah, the fire pit's cool.
Like, that's nice grass, you know, like it's patchy, but hey, you know,
it's
just like the rest of the house.
I mean, it looks like it's ready for Halloween 24 hours a day.
Right.
You know, what are you going to do? People are different. Vampires bumping uglies. Oh, Katie.
The pumping uglies 2 weeks in a row.
What's the listing price? Kyle says, yeah, $225,000.
Right in your guys' range for a one bedroom.
That's right. This is what the owner of the house thought, in my opinion. He had a brilliant idea as he came up with whatever. I'm kind of bored by the story now.
I mean, you know.
Yeah. So
I wonder if they ever cook with garlic in that house.
Oh, that's a great question.
Probably not.
That's a great question. You could see Dwight walking around with a steak. You know, like if Dwight lived next door, he'd always have a steak.
Or when he's a Recyclops.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah. Remember when he thought Jim was a vampire.
Right.
Remember he's that?
Like, yeah. Jim's on a everlasting journey now.
Curious what the neighbors think. Exactly right. I mean, they probably don't see their neighbors during the day. That's a plus. That's
right. Jacob says, sorry to cut it short. Gonna have dinner with the fam. Talk to y'all soon. All good.
Thanks for checking in, Jacob. And again,
appreciate you, man.
Thoughts and prayers your way, man. Absolutely. Yep. That's a tough time. Well, thanks for being here, buddy. We appreciate it.
Of course.
All right. Headline. Maine may legalize Viking style funerals and let you literally go out in a blaze of glory.
No way.
Yeah. How about that?
Down.
Yeah.
What?
Now that's something I can get behind.
Yeah, I legit would be down for that.
Yeah, the article says it's particularly cool inquiry to pose to your kindred drifter during a pleasant round of truth or dare at a Halloween party. How might you need your burial service to be? There are a great deal of approaches, obviously. It is a rarity indeed, considered on the grounds that the respect of making arrangements for your own post-mortem occasion isn't exactly a glad one. In any case, if you somehow manage to portray how you'd like to your burial service to be, normally the words epic or boss may ring a bell.
I don't really use
boss. I just kind of want to be left alone.
Nah.
Yeah, see, the Viking funerals. That's what I'm talking about.
See, I'm so down for that. That sounds fun.
That's right. Without a doubt, there are a great deal of wonderful melodies that you may have effectively considered in your rundown. Yet the way as such is certainly not a simple one to show up at. But back in the times of Viking champions, most groups used to lay their dead on a boat and let it go out in the ocean. The boat was loaded up with roughage and other inflammable materials, and about a bowman would fire a bolt at it. So there you go. So interesting, as I did a little research about Viking funerals.
Okay.
They're legal in, there's only one state that they're legal in, that's Colorado. So right now, if you want to have a Viking funeral, you can do it. But Maine is on the cusp of legalizing it.
You know what? I think all 50 should get behind that. Look, if you want to do it, find yourself a solid body of water.
Yeah.
Get going. Right? I mean, hey, if you pay for it, you know. Like that might save you some money too. You just got to find a pallet or two, you know.
Yeah,
that's all. Buoy it up with a couple water jugs.
Wrap me a bunch of rags with kerosene. I'm saying, my brother's a great archer. My brother, he could probably hit the boat from 100 yards.
Yes, I'm saying.
See what I mean?
It's in process.
Just push me out there in Lake Roosevelt in a canoe.
Right.
Wrapped in gauze. And, right.
Kerosene douse.
Kerosene and just light it up, man. I'm telling
you. Spark it, man.
When the boat illuminates, it turned into a magnificent consuming ash until at the last chars, everything, including the cadaver, prior to being immersed by the water. So there you go. These Norsemen were following the desire of the god Odin. Oh, this is getting weird now. Who wanted all dead men to be ignited with their things laid with them upon their heap. Whatever. Okay, so there you go.
That would be sweet, man. Like, if you were going to go out and feel like you went out on top, I'm just saying that would be a great way.
That's
like,
right.
Because at that point, it's not like you feel it. You know what I mean? You're dead.
No.
Right? It's better than just having your body lay there forever.
That's what I'm talking about, you know, and you kind of do it in the evening,
right?
You know, so that the fire is kind of nice and bright and you can reflecting off the ocean or
exactly,
the water,
like,
the lake, you know, it's kind of cool.
It's a moment, but you know what's nice about it? Sounds corny. I feel like that lets people move on, right? Yeah.
There's closure.
Headstone, right. A headstone. It's always there.
That's right.
You always got to look at it. You feel obligated to go see it. Spark me up, float me away. You ain't never got to worry about it again.
That's right.
And we're done here.
That's right. Maybe I'll make contact with some of my political contacts.
See if we can get that bill in order.
Let's get this thing moving. Yeah. Man. Because, you know, there's plenty. I mean, those lakes are deep. You know what I'm saying?
In the middle of Canyon Lake.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You know,
stand on the beach right there, Canyon Lake, and just play them.
Yeah. Stephanie says, amen. Katie says, song playing in my head.
This girl is on
fire. This girl's on fire.
That's great.
That's right.
Great.
So, well, that's it for the odd news today. But, you know, I was going to do trivia, but then I thought, you know what? I don't want to wear it out. I don't want to wear out the trivia because, you know, I think doing things over and over each week can sometimes become, can wear you out a little bit.
Yeah, it can. I mean, we definitely, you know, I've been trying some new stuff. If you guys have other ideas of things you would like to see, because like there's tons of YouTube channels out there, right? They all have niches. There's some people that, you know, me and Pops talk about, like some people watch videos and react to them. You know, that could be on the horizon. There's so many different millions of things that we would be open to talking about. We just got to do it. You know, if you guys have ideas or things you'd like to see, like, put it in the comments.
And we're going to be doing some man on the street stuff eventually. We got to work that out. once we, you know, the COVID thing kind of finally peters out a little bit. And and, you know, and it's so we're going to be doing that. One of you guys hitting the streets, we're going to be working on that pretty soon, Katie. You know, we got to come up with some solid ideas, too. So,
yeah, now that the vid is calmed down. You know, and everybody's kind of rolling around again. Like it's pretty busy out here in Arizona.
Yeah.
Like it almost seems back to normal ish. You know, I mean, we just pretty much find a spot. We have more than enough questions that we can do.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's just a matter of doing that, making sure we have the right, equipment and stuff, but
yeah. And that's fine. And that's going to come with time, but you know, we'll figure it out. So we're looking forward to that. We're going to be doing that type of stuff. Katie and Kyle, when do you guys plan on being in the Valley? Because we definitely want to have you on the show and we'll work that out. We've got the equipment now. We're buzzing. We are buzzing.
We're booming.
We're booming. Whoops. See what I did there?
See?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So yeah, this week, anything happen?
Oh, that's a good spot. It's a good
wonderful spot. Wonderful spot. It was packed full of people and no masks.
Really?
No masks.
Oh, yeah. It's out in Santan.
Yeah. So that was nice.
So, yeah, if you guys aren't from the Arizona area, down there right on the edge of Santan Valley, I mean, technically that's in Queen Creek. But, yeah it's getting close to the edge of Santan Valley. It's a restaurant called Santan Flats. It's outdoor eating, kind of indoor. Like, they have a small indoor area, but, like, it's all carved out. And what would you say the style of that place is?
It's definitely like country western.
Yes. Southwestern, country western type thing. They have a small dance floor, but they do all the traditional steak, ribs,
live music.
Yeah, that type of thing.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, exactly.
Really good. Really good.
Yeah. So that was pretty good. We It's been, whoa, we're losing some people. See?
We're losing ourselves.
Yeah. See the, well, the internet, someone's streaming.
I feel like he's
somebody else is streaming in this house.
He was trying to throw shade.
Somebody else. So are you going to be doing the football show tonight?
The foosball. Yeah.
Yeah. So we got undrafted GM. That's going to. Does a memorial for my grandmother. Okay, gotcha. Oh, hey, talk, Logue, entertain these people.
I'll talk for amongst myself. That's what you're going to get to hear from me today. But no, we do have a lot of really good stuff planned. We have a couple people. We do want to get back to doing some interviews. We have some people that we have available to us. Like there was that guy. I don't know if you guys remember a couple months ago. We had that guy with the largest collection of Funko Pop in the Kyle Clark. What's up, sir? How are you? Pops just exited stage left for a moment, but he had the largest collection of Funko Pop. He had the Guinness World Record. We're going to have him on. We've reached out multiple times to the Guinness World Record holder, the guy that we always talk about who had the record for the most sponges to the face. He had the 4,000 hits with a beach ball with a partner. We've reached out to him. We haven't heard any response back, but we do want to get in touch with more world record holders, or we want to do our own Guinness World Record at some point.
Yeah, I want to do that. That
is on the bucket list for the show. So if you guys have ideas for different stuff like that, that would be great.
Kyle Clark's in the room.
He said, good, just got off work. It's almost 11 p.m. here in Jersey. Still watching, though. You know what? I appreciate that, Kyle.
That's loyalty right there.
It is. Kyle's good people.
That's loyalty.
Yeah. Did you guys have anything odd happen to you this week? Was there anything that stood out to you this week that you're like, you know what? Or do you have an embarrassing story? Reach out to Dude Perfect. I wish, man. If Dude Perfect even read a message that someone sent to them, that's worth more than you could ever. You know what I mean? Like, that's a whole.
That's right.
That's not even just five guys anymore. That's a marketing team of millions of dollars.
Like, yeah, they're not going to waste their time.
Yeah, they don't.
But that would be fun, though.
That would see those would be the perfect people. But yeah, Guinness World Record.
Oh, holders. I had a flat earther reach out to me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We talked about that. Who did we talk about that with?
I don't know. This flat earther, he wants to come on the show and defend his stance on the flat earth. Don't know. I mean, I just.
Okay, let's clarify. Pops is not saying he doesn't know if the earth is round or flat. That's not what he's saying. No. He does that every time. That is not what he's saying.
No.
He is saying that he is not sure about bringing him on
the show. Yeah, I just don't know. I mean, press hit number one, like type number one if you would want to actually talk or hear a show about the flat earther.
I mean, because here's the thing. It's not going to go well. It's going to end up in an argument. Man, like I don't foresee that ending properly. Like,
I don't know.
I just,
Kyle put it too.
Two. He said, nah.
Yeah.
Stephanie said one.
Stephanie wants a flat earther. All right. Well,
and see, that's the thing. It's like, we know that it's not going to be a conjugal visit. You know, it's not going to be
conjugal.
Shit. Man, and that's why we would do it from the safety.
He'll hold up one of those, like a pocket watch.
The earth is a square, but it's on its side. Like, no, what?
No, is that what they say? Is it like cubical, or do they say it's like flat?
No, they say it's two dimensional flat. Like, it is.
Come on,
two dimensional. Like, this is a flat plane,
right?
And at some point, it ends, but we haven't reached there.
Why? How hard would it be to get there? We have planes.
And that's the big thing, right? Is there's that conspiracy goes way deeper than just like, you could reach the end at some point. Well, then there's the, okay, well, what's the end? They're like, oh, no, well, planes are a myth. You know, they're a government, you know.
Planes, because I wasn't on a plane.
They're saying that that's all. Yeah, it's. I'm saying it gets really frustrating.
Maybe we will have him on just to
poke,
find out how nuts he is. We have images from spaceships. Yeah, we do, Kyle. That's exactly right.
Hey, to be fair, Okay. Not playing devil's advocate. There's a lot of things that they can create in movies that look real. I'm just saying. Okay. Just because we have images. Have you been there? I haven't. Now, I have been on a plane.
Yeah.
So for me, that's good enough. Right. Because when you get up there, it don't look like there's an end. You're not like looking out the window like, damn, that stops. Like,
it doesn't make any sense.
No, yeah. I just, there's so many things that counteract that argument. But there's like very big, very high up people that really believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Like Kyrie Irving of the Nets, that basketball player.
He believes a flat earth.
He's convinced. And he's not just some basketball player. He's like one of the top 10 best basketball players in the league. He has been for a long time. And so like he's
out. Well, you don't have to be brilliant to be a basketball player. That's all I'm going to say. You don't have to be brilliant to be any sports player. Okay. I mean, I know maybe the quarterback is somewhat intelligent, oh, but the rest Lord. Of the,
I'm not going to get into the sports smart. Half them dudes went to Ivy League schools anyways, but I do agree that it doesn't have anything to do with understanding the earth's shape or geometry.
The basketball court might end.
That's what he probably thinks. We're just on one giant basketball court.
There you go. Well, you know, that's about it. All right. Well, this is going to wrap it up for the Pops and Low radio show this episode. We thank everybody for being here. I want to give a shout out to everyone here. Kyle Clark, thanks for being in the room. Katie, of course, thanks for being loyal. Kyle and Katie both. Stephanie, Marshawn, Lindley from Nashville. She was here, and she is here, I should say. Who else did we have? We had Jacob Thompson was here. Just keep him in, you know, your prayers as he's dealing with his grandmother. He's not doing real well right now. We had, who else did we have in the room? We had Stephanie's friend.
And Melissa from South Carolina.
Melissa, that's right, from South Carolina. She was here, and we had so many other people. We had Donald Malone was here. So we want to give just a shout out to everybody for being loyal to the show. Thanks for being here. This ends it for the show, but we will be back in approximately 32 minutes with Undrafted GM. We'll talk to you then. God bless and take care.